Brevity is the soul of lingerie. Dorothy Parker. Political polarization, voter tribalism, and more recent and fervent social activism have changed the face of brand engagement and consumer loyalty in the retail category. Our annual survey has identified new consumer values that have combined to create unprecedented shifts in retail category values and consumer expectations. Those expectations and values define how consumers will buy or not buy. Consumers want more buzz about brands. They expect options in clothing structure, constructed, unconstructed, and sporty. And they want value in value. They don't want to feel ripped off. Consumers are looking for comfort in clothing fit and how the brand fits their body self-images, which connects directly to their self-esteem, which connects directly to their wallets. Oh, and then there's that troublesome hashtag MeToo still out there, although that's more an accessory to these changes than the epicenter. In the lingerie category, Victoria's Secret, a perennial high flyer in the apparel retail category, got its wings clipped. The brand has gone off message and off course and needs to find a new brand flight path in this new retail atmosphere, or it will definitely pay the price. Up-and-comers on this year's list included Aerie, True & Co., Lively, Journel, and Third Love. Even Gap and J.Crew are looking to cash in on changing customer values and a changing lingerie market. Ultimately, it will all come down to retail apparel marketers accurately identifying the shape of the category ideal. Not from their own perspective or pattern, but from consumers' own points of view. Brand Keys specializes in that. We know lingerie plays a big part in how women carry themselves, but now it's up to women how they'll carry the brand. It's said that the best lingerie leaves nothing to the imagination, but this year, consumers have been imagining plenty.
What happened? Victoria's Secret lost its sexy mojo and missed out in the surge in retailing's boom and the lingerie sector's success. The formerly number one U.S. lingerie label, known for its images of busty supermodel angels and the glitzy annual worldwide fashion show broadcast, reported same-store sales for the latest quarter down 6%. They extended their semi-annual sales by 2 weeks. That ought to have helped store traffic and sales, but it didn't. And deep discounting led to margins skimpier than the brand's V-string. The brand launched bra styles thought to be more comfortable and flattering, and to better meet expectations for consumers' desire for more natural looks. Younger consumers, on the other hand, have expressed a yen for more realistic representations and underwear that's more crop top than bralette. It appears that in today's lingerie apparel category, more is more. Jan Singer, CEO of Victoria's Secret Lingerie, stepped down from her post. That was only a week after her chief marketing officer made problematic statements about transgender and plus-size models not representing the fantasy that is supposed to be Victoria's Secret. Inclusion has become a hot-button issue for apparel brands. Any retailer that thinks they can ignore that is living in a fantasy world.